중국에서는 그 복음 운동을 반대하고 있습니다.
And in China, they are opposing the gospel movement.
나쁘지 않다고 생각합니다.
Now, I don't think that is necessarily a bad thing.
종교 운동이 사실상 도움이 안 됩니다.
Because a religious movement isn't really helpful.
그래서 기독교도 종교인 줄 알고 그렇게 하는 겁니다.
And they are blocking it because they believe Christianity is just another religion.
여러분이 복음 운동을 정말로 바르게 한다면 중국에 큰 축복이 될 겁니다.
But if you do the correct, proper gospel movement, it will be a big help for China. And that is the battle we must fight. This is not a fight to kill each other. The gospel was not necessarily in Rome. Rome thought gospel was not necessary. They say Kyrios is the Caesar, it's not Jesus.
이 복음 운동으로 로마에 그리스도의 축복이 가장 필요하다는 것을 알게 된 겁니다.
But through continuous gospel movement, Rome realized that Christ is exactly what they needed.
그래서 세계복음화로 연결이 됐습니다.
And that is why it got connected to world evangelization.
복음화되면 세계복음화 될 겁니다.
If China becomes evangelized, then the world will have evangelization take place.
그리스도 축복이 임하면 최고의 나라가 될 겁니다.
If the blessings of Christ come upon China, it will be the greatest nation in the world. I am sure of it.
색깔이 있는 것은 종교지, 그건 복음 아닙니다. 복음은 색깔 없습니다.
If you have some kind of color, that's a religion. Gospel doesn't have a color.
복음은 중국 살리고 사람 살리고 세계 살리는 겁니다.
The true gospel will save China, save the people, and save the world.
그래서 흩어진 제자들이 이 단어를 붙잡으세요.
And that is why the scattered disciples must hold to this term.
꼭 70명이란 말이 아닙니다. 그렇다면 뭘 의미하는가를 붙잡아야죠.
I'm not saying exactly 70, but there is a meaning behind this.
여러분이 먼저 생각해야 될 것 있습니다.
There is something you must think ahead of time.
많은 종교인들이 전부 나와 우리에 대한 것을 가지고 있습니다.
And many people have thoughts concerning myself and us. That is religion.
내가 하나님처럼 보고 내가 다른 세계를 본다 이렇게 가르칩니다. 종교가요.
And the religion teaches that I read something and that we see something that I must become like Buddha, I must become like God. That's absolutely something we must block. And Christians must not be doing the same thing. Because most everybody is doing this. If it's only you, you must do the gospel movement. And you will save many nations that surround China.
이 언약 붙잡고 갔는데 이 언약 속에 있는 사람이 이 응답을 누린 겁니다.
And so the people in the covenant of Acts 2:41-42 enjoyed the covenant of 70 disciple movement. They were able to enjoy the three feasts.
이 부분이 딱 각인된 거예요.
And so the Passover was imprinted. The Holy Spirit was bound to work in the day of Pentecost. So we must only be rooted in this. The Feast of Gathering is the background of the throne. All we have to do is be natured in this. Then we will save China. China must live for Asia to live, for the world to live. China must be blessed for North Korea to be blessed. It's very important. And so people don't understand. That's why they oppose. If they correctly understand, they will not oppose. If we don't do this and we do some kind of other movement, then absolutely China will block us. Of course, the Middle East people will block us as well. We must not have a color. Only the gospel we must speak of. We must keep this in mind. Then look at the Bible.
이렇게 될 때 로마를 살리기 시작해요.
When this took place, they began to save Rome.
로마 복음을 하나님 하신 이유가 뭡니까?
Why did God allow Rome evangelization to take place?
세계를 향한 길이 나온 거예요.
It became the path to the world.
중국은 세계를 향한 길이 있습니다.
China has a path to the entire world.
반드시 하나님의 축복이 임할 겁니다.
That is absolutely God's blessing will come upon them. That's how you save the world.
여기서 여러분들이 붙잡아야 될 단어 있습니다.
And there is a term that you must hold to.
첫째입니다.
First,
성경을 자세히 보세요.
Look at the Bible carefully.
70제자.
70 disciples.
성경을 자세히 보세요.
Look at the Bible carefully.
70 나라와 237.
The 70 nations and 237 nations. The 70 disciples and 237 nations. Thirdly,
70 현장과 237.
The 70 fields and the 237 nations. It sounds similar, but they are different. You must hold to this. So when I say 70 workers, it doesn't mean 69 isn't enough or 71 is too much. When the Israelites came out of Egypt in Exodus 24:11, it talks about the 70 elders. Why do you raise them?
애굽에서 나온 이 역사와 이 세 가지 이 축복을 전 세계로 전달할 수 있는 제자들을 말해요.
It's talking about the disciples with holding to the evidence of coming out of Egypt and holding to the three feasts that they could be witnesses to the entire world.
애굽에서 나올 때 광야에서 세계 복음을 행한 70인 장로를 하나님이 세우라고 하셨다는 거예요.
You must hold to this covenant. God said to raise the 70 elders that could be witnesses of the works that of Exodus.
70인 유사.
And we see Numbers 11:16. We see the 70 ambassadors. It's not just the term.
그래서 주의 종들은 무조건 70인 제자.
And so the servants of the Lord, you must raise 70 disciples. You must find them.
하나님의 그냥 역사가 아닌 이 사사기 8장 30절 뭡니까?
And what does Judges chapter 8 talk about? It talks about the 70 sons who did not realize their correct commission. Why was that? And we see in the 2 Kings 16 verse 1 that Baal created 70 sons.
8장 11절에도 이스라엘의 족속 중에서 70인 장로
And Ezekiel 8:11 talks about out of the Israelites the 70 elders.
예수님께서도 70인 제자를 세워서요. 현장부터 보여준 겁니다.
Jesus raised the 70 disciples and showed them the field.
네, 이 사람들이 결국은 이까지 연결됩니다.
Ultimately, these people were connected all the way to Acts,
12장이요.
Acts 12.
또 사도행 11장 19절에 안디옥 교회 세운 거예요.
Acts 11:19, they raised the Antioch church. We must not lose hold of this.
우리 지금 특히 중국 살린 사람들은요, 많은 일보다 제자입니다.
And so those workers who saved China, instead of a lot of things to do, we must find the disciple.
70 나라를 볼 때 완전히 지금 2, 3, 7나라가 열리는 겁니다.
So when you look at the 70 nations, the door to the 237 nations will open.
특징들이 뭡니까?
What's the characteristic?
성경에 제일 많이 약속된
The common characteristic that arises, the Bible promises the most, the answer the throne.
예수님께서 말씀하셨잖아요.
And Jesus has spoke of this.
모든 족속을 가라.
Go to all the peoples. Make disciples.
내가 하늘과 땅의 모든 권세 가지고 너와 항상 함께하겠다.
I will be with you always with the authority of heaven and earth. This is the answer that begins to arise.
70 나라와 2, 3, 7.
The 70 nations and 237 nations.
마가복음 16장 15절 20절에도 반드시 보좌에 앉은 주께서 역사하셨다라고 돼 있어요.
Mark 16:15-20 speaks of the Lord who sits upon the throne and does the work.
복음하려면 다 내버리고 이거만 붙잡아.
To quickly evangelize China, we must throw everything else and do this. But when I meet with many people, they are so complicated. They're wasting their time with other things. They are conflicted with other things. You must completely throw everything else away. We must hold to this and save the world. In 3 years, amazing works will take place. Jesus spoke himself, the blessing of the throne, the works of the kingdom of God. And he spoke of the method. Nothing else will work, only the Holy Spirit. You must remember these three things. All assistant pastors begin the 70 disciple movement. This is the only future assistant pastors who will.
평생 동안에 부교역자로 신부름에 있기는 사실상은 불가능합니다.
Face problems. You can't be an assistant pastor for the rest of your life. You must go out. Where must you go? You have to make a small church like a hole in the wall, and it will not be able to run correctly. It will be very dependent, and you will not be able to do world evangelization. Can you do that? When you're an assistant pastor, raise 70 disciples. It doesn't matter if you stay or go. And because the elders will not understand, I will go forward with this. You must remember. Elders who think they have nothing to do at the church, you must take over the 70 fields and raise the 70 disciples. This is where the true answers lie. So many people hold to false answers and shake. That is sad. At first, I only thought of this. And the people who live their entire life at the church says, you don't know the church, you only know the things of the outside. As pastor, you only know the believers that are out in the field, you don't know the believers that are in the church. This is what the elders told me. And I laughed, I said, really? Okay. That's foolish talking. That's somebody who is spiritually blind who speaks that way. China must remember. Assistant pastors must remember this. And so you must open your eyes to this. There is a church in Korea that's sending out assistant pastors here and there. That's going to be problematic. You must discover the disciples. You must save the field. You can't just cut portions off. We are not some kind of business here. We must save people. It is all plenty in the field. If you just make the setting of Acts 13, 1 and 16 and 19, 1 through 7 in the field, then that's it. This is the message from the pastoral college. And so if you're not it, it's not going to match you. Then quickly you must change yourself, right? 70 disciples are not rising up for me, then I'm the one in the wrong. It's not God's fault. The true answers lie here. The true historic answers for world evangelization is here. All the elders, church officers must discover this. Everything is here. And so the elders must be oriented on this. Jesus says, follow me. He spoke to his disciples first. I've called you to be with you. He said the same thing.
구원 주시기로 작정되었다 믿더라.
Those who were destined for salvation believed.
여기에 진정 답이 뭔지 압니까?
You know what the true answer is here.
이 사도들이 움직이는 가운데 이 사도들 보고 했는 얘긴데요. 사도들이 움직이는 중에 반드시 하나님은 중직자를 예배하고 축복하신 거예요.
And this is what he told the apostles. But while telling this to the apostles, he had the church offices prepared. They had everything. They're the ones that did everything, starting with Mark's own mother, starting with the Antioch church, starting with the Roman 16 figures. All these church offices received all these answers. We must not lose hold of this. That's why they're all wasting their time saying useless things in the church. Why is those useless words? Because it doesn't matter how many times you worry about it, or how well you do, everything will be done according to God's plan concerning God's church. If you can't realize, you'll be sent as a slave. If you don't realize, then he'll hit you and you'll scatter. That is how God fulfills his God's plan of world evangelization. Because you're not looking out, you're saying they're foreigners. That's why you need to be hit. Scattered disciples, you must hold to this. This is not a calculation. God's immense secret answers have been prepared and he has called you.
그러면 이 축복 누리고 있으면 기준이 뭔지 압니까?
Then if you're enjoying this blessing, you know what the standard is.
미리 응답이 기준입니다.
It is to receive answers ahead of time. That is the standard. You will see the answers ahead of time.
어떻게 해야 되나 질문할 거 없어. 미리 응답이 딱 보여.
You won't ask, how should I do this? You will see the answers ahead of time. That's true.
길을 아는 사람은 차가 막히면 어디로 가야 되는가 압니다.
Those who know the path, if there's traffic, they know how to go around. But the people who don't know the path, they cannot utilize it. And before we had no need for navigation, we know the path, how to get home.
앞으로 흩어진 제자, 여기 통해서 많은 응답이 있을 겁니다.
Scattered disciples, when you hold to this, you will receive numerous answers. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks. God, who had fulfilled the Antioch church through the scattered disciples, we give you thanks. Through them, you did Rome evangelization, we give you thanks. Through the scattered disciples, may China and the world be saved. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.